Coming up on this week's edition of Vikings Huddle, get a healthy snack tip that is perfect for these cold winter days.
Take the banana and we're going to cut it in half like this.
And get an inside tour to learn what it's like to be a Viking.
We're certified athletic trainers. I think this guy over here might need one.
It's all next. It's Vikings Huddle.
1, 2, 3.
You're on the Mike 60!
Northdale Middle School, welcome to Mall of America, welcome to Nickelodeon Universe, and everybody else, welcome to the Vikings Huddle. This is a kid-oriented television show. It's very family-oriented, and I'm the play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen. We have a great audience here today for Vikings Huddle, and we also have a junior broadcaster, Northdale Middle School. Can we get a round of applause for the lovely Kylie joining us up here? She's a student ambassador with the Play 60 program, and this show not only is designed to take all of you behind the scenes of Minnesota Vikings football, have you get the opportunity to meet Victor, but you get a chance to see how things operate with a professional football team, and you get to learn about nutrition and exercising and stuff like that. Our featured guest for today's Vikings Huddle, he's one of the very best at what he does in the National Football League. He is a center. He is our man in the middle offensively. Can we please have a round of applause for Minnesota Vikings center, John Sullivan? Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are
Good
you?
Good to see you.
You too.
Say hi to Kylie.
Hi, Kylie.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Okay, Kylie, we met several weeks ago doing Vikings Huddle. You made it apparently clear that not only with my radio show or my play-by-play jobs or TV work with the Vikings Entertainment Network, you want to take all those jobs and you're talented enough to do so. So go ahead, just take
Thank
it
you.
Away.
So my first question and my favorite would be, have you ever taken a ballet class?
I have never taken a ballet class. I have done some dancing. I did swing dancing actually in seventh grade. But I've heard that there are effective workouts based on ballet. There are a ton of bar classes you see around, and I know of a lot of football players who have. Unfortunately for me, usually it's not offensive linemen. It's guys that are, you know, carrying the football and have to rely on their balance.
Which teammate makes you laugh the most?
I'd have to go with one of the guys I play right next to, our right guard, Brandon Fusco. He's a great player, playing much better this year, and he's just a goofy kind of guy who's constantly laughing at everything, and he has one of those laughs which is infectious. So
oh,
if
yeah.
he's laughing, everybody else is. So definitely Brandon Fusco.
What kind of foods do you eat to fuel up every day?
Well, I drink a ton of milk. Since I was a kid, I drank about a gallon of milk a day. And I'm not quite doing that as much anymore because I have to keep my weight in check. But, you know, it depends. I try to eat healthy most of the time. Chicken breasts, always get vegetables in my meals. I try to stay away from sodas, although that doesn't always work. Sometimes I'll indulge after a game. But, you know, for me, it's a little bit difficult because I have to try to keep my weight on sometimes as well. So just try to eat healthy most of the time.
If you didn't play football, what career do you think you'd have?
That's a great question. I would actually like to do what Paul does. And I'm planning on trying to take Paul's job when I'm done
right.
playing.
Anybody else in
just
the
like
audience
you
want to take my job? Take
it's
food
not,
off?
It's not
you
difficult,
do?
Guys.
Northdale Middle School, some people with some big goals. Well done.
As long as you like talking, you can do what Paul does. So, you know, I'd like to get into radio. And if I weren't playing football, I think I'd like to be talking about and watching sports.
Kylie, you're doing such a terrific job. In fact, too good. I'm worried about my job with the Vikings Entertainment Network. Just one more for our man in the middle, okay?
Okay. What is your favorite healthy snack?
You know, one thing I really love eating, and I probably eat so much of it that it becomes not quite as healthy. But I love habanero almonds. I'll eat them by the tin. And, almonds have healthy fats and they have some protein. And obviously, in moderation, they should be a part of a healthy diet. I probably eat a little too much. But, yeah, I love eating roasted almonds.
Northdale Middle School, Minnesota Vikings center John Sullivan, and our junior broadcaster, Kylie. How about a round of applause? This is Vikings Huddle, presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. And after the pause, today's healthy tip and a peek behind the scenes at Winter Park. I'm Paul Allen. Don't leave.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Hi, my name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings Football Club. Today, I'm going to show you how to eat healthy. What we're going to do is make a banana dipped in yogurt and rolled in granola. Are you ready? Ready, Evan?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Evan. Evan loves to cook, and he's going to be my helper this week. Okay, so what we have here is a banana, we have granola, and we have a low-fat vanilla yogurt. You can use whatever flavor you like, but I like vanilla yogurt, okay? Okay, so first what we're going to do is take the banana and we're going to cut it in half like this. Now remember, ask your mom or dad for help when using a knife, okay? Now what we're going to do, we're going to peel the banana like this. Okay, and Evan, what are you going to do next?
So what we do next is we get a bowl.
Okay.
You get your yogurt and you get a spoon.
Okay.
You put your banana inside of the bowl.
Okay.
Then you get the spoonful of yogurt and you drizzle it all over the banana.
Okay.
Now make sure that the yogurt gets on all sides of the banana so you can get as much granola as you can. So next, after you do that, you get your plate.
There's a plate.
And you get your granola. So when you get your granola, you spread it all around the plate, like so. So what you do next, you roll the banana that's covered with yogurt inside of the granola. Make sure you roll it in thoroughly so you can get as much as possible.
So what we do after we roll the yogurt and granola together, we put it in the freezer for 2 hours. And then here's the finished product. Voila. And it's only 90 calories. So easy, even a kid can do it. Right, Evan?
Yeah, looks delicious.
Vikings Huddle, thanks to Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. We thank everybody involved for that tasty example of a healthy snack. In fact, you can learn more about Fuel Up to Play 60 at Vikings.com. In fact, learning more about behind-the-scenes activities with the Minnesota Vikings is very important to Vikings Huddle, thus our junior insider.
I'm here with the certified athletic trainer, Eric Sugarman. It's good to have you on the show.
Nice to meet you.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions?
I'd be honored.
All right. Why is it proper to call you the certified athletic trainer, not just trainer?
Well, you know, there's all kind of trainers in the world. There's dog trainers, horse trainers, pony trainers, and there's athletic trainers. We're certified athletic trainers. I think this guy over here might need one. Victor, are you all right? No. Hurt your shoulder? Let's see. Does this hurt? Now you sit there till it doesn't hurt anymore. Let's answer your questions.
All right, next question. What do you do to help the team win games?
Well, it's my and my staff's job to help our team be healthy and remain healthy. But unfortunately, as you know, part of football is that athletes get injured. I'm sure that you see that during the games. Sometimes even the athletic trainers get injured during the games. However, when players get injured, it's my staff's job to get them back on the field safely and quickly so that they can contribute to the team having success.
What type of schooling do you need to become a certified athletic trainer?
In order to sit for your national exam, you have to go to an accredited four-year college and also do basically like an internship where you get hours of training under a certified athletic trainer. Then you can sit for your national exam. So to answer your question, four-year college degree.
How did you get Adrian back so quickly from his bad knee injury?
You know, I think Adrian Peterson got himself better. Adrian has a gift of genetics and an ability to work harder than most people. And I think that that's what got Adrian Peterson better. I can't really take any credit.
Excellent behind-the-scenes access at Winter Park, the facility in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. We have much more coming up on Vikings Huddle, including learning more about your favorite team helping out in the community. Don't leave. Northdale Middle School. It's Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. I'm sure everybody knows, because you've just learned so much about our program today, that each and every Viking takes personal time to make a difference in the community. It's very important to what we do. Take a look at this.
The Wolf family has created a culture that is striving to bring the Lombardi Trophy and a championship to Minnesota. But along with winning, ownership and the entire organization stresses the importance of being active members in the community. The Vikings players have taken their efforts in the community again to a higher level in 2013 with 100% player participation in the team's community outreach efforts.
You know, see those young kids, you know, who's fighting different, you know, kind of cancer, you know, kids, you know, coming right out of heart surgery, and majority of those kids were infants. And, you know, any worries that I had at that time before I got to the hospital, you know, easily they went away. You know, it definitely put things in perspective, and it shows you who, you know, like these kids are really fighting. You know, these kids really, this is life and death. And just to see the smiles on their face, you know, and to be able to, you know, give them some words of encouragement and to be able to brighten their day, you know, that was all I needed.
Far more important than what takes place on the football field is what takes place off the field. I'm a parent, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, you know, I'm a brother, you know, so those things matter a lot more. But and that's what I want people to see me as, not just a football player, someone who catches balls on Sunday and Mondays, but someone who impacts lives throughout the week as well, and within communities that we, my family and I reside.
Another excellent moment in the community from your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now we check in with the dude. The dude's over at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota, and he has this week's Making Safe Simple update.
Awesome. Thanks, PA. Yes, the dude here again at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. You know, we've been talking a lot about injury prevention, but how about we spend a little time talking about how to take care of yourself when you do have an injury, especially something like an ankle sprain? And who better to help us out with that than an emergency room nurse, Nurse Kendra? Welcome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Ankle sprains are one of the most common injuries that happen when you're playing football and basketball. They happen if you step too fast and then move with your ankle still planted.
Totally. You know, I just twisted my ankle the other day when I was playing football with my little sister, with these big neighbor kids, and my ankle kind of hurts.
First thing you want to do is stop playing.
Oh, okay.
And make sure you let your coach or a trainer or some medical professional know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have to remember rice.
Rice. Yummy. Delish. I just put rice on my ankle. It's weird.
Not exactly.
Oh.
You just want to remember to rest, ice, compression, and elevate. You want to make sure and rest the ankle and give it time to heal. You want to put ice on it, but never straight on the skin. You want to put like a cloth or something in between the ice and your ankle. And don't leave the ice on for more than 20 minutes. Then you want to wrap it up with an ace wrap or something similar. And keep the leg elevated whenever possible to keep the swelling down.
Yeah, awesome. Look, it feels a lot better already. Thanks.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Welcome back. Northdale Middle School here at Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America. I'm Paul Allen, joined by junior broadcaster Kai Lee and Minnesota Vikings center John Solomon. At this time, we take questions from the kids in the crowd, joined by the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. They have questions thanks to the Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota for Minnesota Vikings center John Solomon. First, what's your name and what's your question?
I'm John Koenig, and my question is, did you play any other sports growing up?
I played lots of sports growing up. Football, baseball, a little bit of basketball, you know, your more traditional sports. But I also did competitive swimming and water polo as well. And I think it's really important for, you know, kids to be exposed to a wide range of sports, stay active all year long. And then that way, you know, you have some perspective on what you really enjoy and what you want to pursue as a passion later in your life.
What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Sammy Sherian. What was your first job?
My first job, while trying to get stronger for football during high school, I actually worked for a Mason. His company, his son was one of my teammates. So his family had this company, and we would, you know, haul around wheelbarrows of cement and, you know, carry rocks and shovel and mix cement
arms.
And all that stuff. Yeah, it was exactly. It was a lot of work. It got me very strong. And then after that, I was playing college football, so wasn't allowed to work at that point. And then I got here to the Vikings, and, you know, this has been my, I guess, my first real job.
What's your name and what's your question?
I'm Dominic Henderson, and my question is, what is the hardest part about being in the NFL?
I'd say the hardest part is, you know, the physical toll that the game takes. Obviously, football is played in the NFL at the absolute highest level. The guys are big, fast, and strong. It's a violent sport, and it does beat your body up. But, you know, we have a great support staff for that. Our training staff does a wonderful job getting us back healthy. You know, we try to take care of our bodies as best we can by staying active, even when we're sore, and eating well, and, you know, trying to overcome the physical hardships of this game.
Terrific questions from Northdale Middle School. Who's next with the Fuel Up to Play 60 program from all of America at Nickelodeon Universe? Name and question.
Hi, I'm Samantha. And when you have games scheduled on holidays, does it sometimes bug you?
I've been dealing with that since college, really. I haven't had a Thanksgiving at home with my family since I was 16, or actually 17, excuse me. I don't think I've celebrated a Christmas with my family since that same year. So, you know, it comes with the territory. I'm hoping that it, you know, that continues to be the trend for a few more years. I don't want to be done playing yet. So am I looking forward to the, you know, that point during retirement when I can finally spend the holidays with family? Yes, absolutely. But I still want that to be delayed by a couple of years.
This is Northdale Middle School. This is Vikings Huddle. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Zach Erickson, and I was wondering what your biggest struggle to be in the NFL was.
You know, I think for me, I was a late round draft pick. So I was expecting to go higher like most guys are. And, you know, got a little dose of reality during the NFL draft, went at the end of the sixth round. And, you know, when you come in as a late sixth round pick, there's nothing guaranteed. But, you know, I had the resolve to say, you know, I'm gonna give this everything I absolutely have, let the chips fall where they may. And if I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, but it's not going to be because of a lack of effort. You know, I'm going to leave everything out on the field. And fortunately for me, the Vikings saw something in me, gave me an opportunity, and I was able to stick around.
Excellent question. A few more here from Northdale Middle School. What's your name, and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Nisha Whitfield. My question is, how do you deal with the fame?
You know, ultimately, I'm not overly famous. You know, we wear helmets, and I'm an offensive lineman, so, you know, I'm not Adrian Peterson who walks down the street and gets recognized all the time. So it's a little bit easier for me when I am recognized. I like to try to take the time out and, you know, shake someone's hand, you know, thank them for supporting us. You know, we wouldn't have a job as Minnesota Vikings without the support of our fans in this community. So I try to be as polite as possible at times. You know, if you're sitting down eating, you have to say, you know, excuse me, it's not the right time to talk. But most of the time I just try to say thank you and appreciate what I have.
What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Adriel Gaspard, and my question is, which would you rather do, singing in front of a crowd or dancing in front of a crowd?
I like singing and dancing. I'm not particularly talented in either, but I'm probably a better singer than I am dancer, so I'd have to go with singing.
Who wants to hear John sing the national anthem?
Yeah!
You could be like Ben Utek, sing the anthem, then play.
I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's going to be disappointed. Because
come on, everybody,
happening.
All together with Vikings Huddle and John Sullivan. Oh, say. All righty. Well, wasn't that a great two-minute drill, everybody? I thought John and Kylie did a fantastic job. Our junior broadcaster and center for the Minnesota Vikings, John Sullivan, they're going to take it away and close the show like this.
One, two, three.
Fuel Up to Play 60!